This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, one of the great holiday musical compositions being performed tonight and on Sunday. Dr. Jason Heald from Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Kyle, it's great to be here this morning.
So talk about what's ahead for folks to come out and see this evening or on Sunday.
Well, this evening, the Roseburg Concert Chorale and the Umpqua Chamber Orchestra are going to be out in Myrtle Creek in South County at the Church of the Nazarene, and we will be presenting George Frederick Handel's Messiah. And it will be at 7 o'clock, and again at the Church of the Nazarene in Myrtle Creek this Friday night. And then on Sunday, it will be in Jacoby Auditorium on the UCC campus at 3 in the afternoon, matinee performance.
So what are people going to see? How many folks do you have involved in this?
Well, normally, the Roseburg Concert Chorale does Messiah every other year. Typically, the choir would be in excess of 100. This year, with COVID, the numbers are just over 30 in the choir and then about 20 in the orchestra. And in addition to the choir and the orchestra, we have a number of fabulous soloists. Quite a few that are drawn from the Roseburg Concert Chorale, with Myanna Clark and Jason Pargeter, and we also have and Donna Priestley. We have two UCC voice instructors, Donna Spicer, and then we have a brand new one who's coming up from Ashland, who will be teaching winter term, Bernadette Mondock Keller. And she's a fabulous soprano. And then we'll also have another guest bass, Dan Fowler from Ashland. So it's a great production because you have big choruses and a great orchestra and then all these fine soloists.
I mean, Messiah is one of those things that almost gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, pretty much for the entire evening. It's George Frederick Handel had this great knack for drama, and I think that a lot of times people think of classical music and especially of sacred music, of religious music, as somehow being toned down, and that is nothing about Handel. He was big on drama. So when you go to this, you'll see all of these contrasts and all these emotional moments.
And normally, Messiah, you perform every other year.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Well, originally, and over 50 years ago, the Roseburg Concert Chorale was formed actually as a Messiah choir, and they would do Messiah every year. And a couple decades ago, they started to expand that to include, they moved Messiah every other year because it's such a big and kind of singular work, and then started doing a second program every year. So now the group performs a wide variety of music. It's also what we would call a Y'all Come choir. It's a non-audition choir, so anybody can join the choir. It just meets on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock at the college, and anyone out there that would like to join us in the spring can just contact me at the college, and we would love to see you, but there's no audition, so this is just your friends and neighbors who are out performing this great work.
Now, last year, it wouldn't have been performed anyway, but we had a whole lot of other issues trying to get anything performed. For the singers, for the orchestra, folks like you that are working on it, what's it like to be able to do things like this again in person?
Well, you know, it's an incredible experience, and I think that it's been, in all my groups, I find that it's been incredibly therapeutic and almost like a recovery, that's just so almost overwhelming to feel so good about being in the same room and performing together. And we also practice the groups, and all of the performers and singers are all masked. And so I think it's important, you know, important to realize that we can do these things and we can do them safely. And that's one of the things that I think has really been an important lesson this year.
And you've had a couple other things, at least back in Jacoby. What's that feel like? I mean, that building basically wasn't used for about 20 months.
Well, it's funny because everything was not used for about that amount of time, that Center Stage Theater and Jacoby. And I think you realize how much you miss being, I mean, it's sort of your house, you know, and it's yeah, I don't even quite know how to describe it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about all the different things I've seen at Jacoby over the years, whether it's musicals, whether it's the Eugene Symphony, or performances like Messiah and things like that, pop musicians, even some rock and roll type yep. concerts as well. And I haven't been in Jacoby for 2 years, which just seems bizarre.
Well, and it's funny because there are a lot of things where because we basically weren't allowed and students weren't allowed on campus, and a lot of things that even now I'm discovering things. Oh, wow, we purchased this to use, or we're planning on doing this, and it's still sitting there ready to go and hasn't been touched in over a year and a half. And
yeah, that's pretty cool. So for both these concerts, talk about admission.
Admission is $10 per person, and all students and those under 18 or students of any age are admitted free.
And what do you, just so people know, talk about the masking side.
Well, that it is policy that masking is required. Vaccination is not required. But we do ask all audience members to come mask in respect for the performers.
All right. Dr. Jason Heald, Messiah, tonight at 7, Sunday at 3 at Jacoby. Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40, Morning Conversation presented by Gerritsen Building Supply.